here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 1st of September, 2012. 1939, on this day, Nazi Germany invaded Poland and World War II began. W.H. Auden wrote his poem entitled September 1st, 1939, which begins, "I sit in one of the dives on 52nd Street, uncertain and afraid as the clever hopes expire of a low, dishonest decade. Waves of anger and fear circulate over the bright and darkened lands of the earth, obsessing our private lives. The unmentionable odor of death offends the September night." It became one of Auden's most famous poems, the poem that includes towards the end the line, "We must love one another or die." It was on this day, 1904, Helen Keller graduated from Radcliffe, the first blind and deaf student ever to graduate from any college anywhere. 1773, Phyllis Wheatley published Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, the first book ever published by a former American slave. She'd been bought by a family in Boston. They caught her drawing on the wall with chalk. It was clear that she was trying to make letters, and so the daughter of the family taught her to read. She started to write poetry. No publisher in America would publish it, so she went off to London, and her book was published there. It was on this day, 1859, a massive solar superstorm took place, a massive solar flare, the sun producing a mass ejection of magnetized plasma, which reached the Earth in just under 18 hours. Telegraph wires began shorting out. Fires started. Communications disrupted in North America and Europe. Compasses were useless. The northern lights seen as far south as Cuba and Hawaii. And people in the northeast United States could read the newspaper by the light of the aurora, the sun twice as bright. Subsequent solar storms have caused satellites and broadcast stations and cell phones to malfunction. They've disrupted GPS systems on airplanes, even knocked out entire power grids. Here's a poem for today by Mae Swenson, entitled Water Picture. In the pond, in the park, all things are doubled. Long buildings hang and wiggle gently. Chimneys are bent legs bouncing on clouds below. A flag wags like a fish hook down there in the sky. The arched stone bridge is an eye with underlid in the water. In its lens dip crinkled heads with hats that don't fall off. Dogs go by barking on their backs. A baby taken to feed the ducks dangles upside down, a pink balloon for a buoy. Treetops deploy a haze of cherry bloom for roots, where birds coast belly up in the glass bowl of a hill. From its bottom, a bunch of peanut-munching children is suspended by their sneakers, waveringly. A swan with twin necks forming the figure three steers between two dimpled towers, doubled. Fondly hissing, she kisses herself, and all the scene is troubled. Water windows splinter, tree limbs tangle, the bridge folds like a fan. Water Picture, a poem by Mae Swenson from her collection Nature, published by Mariner Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.